They do have a very formidable defense, but at the same time, it's nothing that we can't get ready for, nothing that we can't go out there and do well against.
There's been plenty of criticism about the wide receiver, knowing the group that you guys are facing in the secondary. How much of this?
What criticism?
That the wide receiver group isn't the same as it was per se with Sam this year.
Okay.
Was there an added, boost the motivation for you guys to go out there?
I mean, that what you just said didn't motivate me anymore, and I'm already motivated. I think sometimes that is easy to say, okay, well, what to speculate, oh, they're not getting open or this and that, or, but at the same time, the defense that we went against, let's say last week, because I know last week's been a big topic of conversation, they played zone, so you're saying, oh, how do you beat a man? Beat a man. We weren't going against man. We were going against more zone. And people are squatting. When their corners are squatting on routes, if you're sitting at 10, 12, and you're doing short routes and outbreaking routes, it makes it a little bit easier for those corners to do their job. So our biggest thing is making those tough contested catches in coverage and in tight windows. And that's the biggest thing that we're focused on. But as far as, what a receiving core looked like last year, I don't buy. I mean, are we talking about numbers? Are we talking about skill set? Because, I feel like guys in this receiving core, both of those, we want a name call. So my biggest thing is us just going out there and doing our job and going to make plays.
Jordan, Tyrod said you're still a work in progress with the chemistry issue. How far do you think you guys are, close, I should say, to being fully on the same page and really running
good? No, I think we're all, working to continue to grow, get on the same page. I mean, some of that stuff, I think Tyrod answers 100,000 questions, so he's got to recycle a few answers, and I think that's what he's going to definitely have to say. At the end of the day, we don't have a whole lot of time to work on our chemistry because we're already in the season. What I do know is we have a talented quarterback, and he goes out there and he wants to win. He's grinding in the film room, and we have receivers that want to go out there and make plays. I mean, at the end of the day, we took a team that nobody probably thought had a chance into Carolina, and we all feel like we should have won that game. So now regrouping and getting ready for Denver, another good defense, we all have that same mindset. It's going to go toe-to-toe. It's a slugfest. It's the NFL. If you're expecting to just an offense go out there and score 40 points versus great defenses, you're wishful thinking. Our job is to go out there and make plays and put ourselves in a position to go out there and win. So that's what we try and do.
So you're not motivated by the criticism, but you seem a little frustrated and on the attack that the people maybe are unfairly criticizing your performance through two.
Well, I only go off what the two questions I had just now, because I don't read tweets. I go to sleep at like 8 o'clock, so I don't know what y'all say, honestly. As far as what people, may think about our receiving corps, I know for a fact we've got hardworking guys. I think as far as Zay, I've been around other young receivers, and Zay is one of the best out that I've been around. And so I know he's going to continue to get better, and he's going to continue to help us go out there and win. But as far as any criticism about us after two games, I think you're going to need a little bit bigger of a sample size, if that makes sense. If y'all, you guys study football, I don't think there's been any big, receiving games through the first 2 weeks of this season. I watch, so I know that for a fact. So I think you got to give it a little more time before we start saying, what's what, who's who. That makes sense.
How did Zay respond this week?
Great. After the game, even, I know a lot of guys who go in a shell, but, he was able to face up to the cameras, to the media, which I think is extremely mature. And then not only that, but even when we got back, I just talked to him a little bit about it. He was vocal. He said that it's motivating him to get back to work. And then he was up there this morning catching jugs with me and Malachi early in the morning. Like I said, a lot of guys go into a shell after that, and all they do is try and hide until their next opportunity. But he's not going to wait till next Sunday. He's going to go out there and get back to work now. So I'm really proud of the way he's responded.